It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And our friend is Monty Murray, who always has a wealth of knowledge that that I don't know about. I don't know about Anna, but it's always like I'm going, huh? What? Are you serious? And he's got that again today. Monty, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's great to have you in, and thankful that you're out there watching this stuff, because, you know, like we said before, you give a lot of advice, and you're giving us free advice here.
Yes.
on some things that are really important that most of the time people are either not aware of, or they've forgotten, or they just don't pay attention, and I'm in all three of those categories.
Yeah.
But you've got several things that you came today to tell us. What's the first thing that people don't know that they probably should, that maybe has changed over the years?
The most important thing that I've seen is, if you'll recall, and most people know this because Texas and Arkansas, we've always had a standard auto policy.
Mm-hmm.
And every auto policy, whether it was Geico, State Farm, it was always the same policy. And those policies allowed you to give permission to someone to drive your car. And as long as, if your brother is staying with you, or some friend or girlfriend or whatever, as long as you gave them permission, they could drive your car, and they were covered by your auto insurance.
And you're telling me they're not?
I'm saying several years ago now, the insurance lobby, they petitioned the legislatures to allow them to write their own policies. In other words, they would say, we don't like this standard policy. We want to be able to put any kind of language we want in these policies. And they were allowed to do so, which is a big mistake.
Sounds like it.
So we have a lot of insurance companies out there writing what we call named driver policies, or also named insured policies.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And what that means is, if you have one of those policies, you're the only person that can drive that car and be covered by insurance. If you're the named driver on that policy, if you allow your girlfriend or mother or brother or whoever, someone, the car wash guy that wants to take your car and wash it and bring it back to you.
Right.
If you have one of these policies and you allow someone else to drive your car, they're not going to be covered by your insurance, which means if they wreck your car, well, then your insurance company isn't going to cover it.
Oh, great.
I think most people now would say, well, yeah, as long as I give somebody permission to drive my car,
well,
they
it used
can.
To be,
and people call me, and that's what they think, because their insurance company has sent them a denial letter saying, we're denying coverage because you are not the driver. And they're mad at me, and they're mad at the world, because they don't understand that, because it's never been that way. So the only thing I'm saying is, it's important to know whether or not you have that kind of policy.
So you can choose to either have that kind of policy or say, I don't want that kind of policy.
Well, sure, you don't have to have that kind of policy.
All right.
But a lot of times it may be cheaper,
and
that's why people get it.
Yeah, I understand
or
that.
Or sometimes they don't even know. Sometimes the insurance company will just write this policy, and maybe they'll hope that you don't know.
Right.
So if someone else is driving your car and wrecks it, they don't have to pay anything.
Right.
Because they can come back and say, it's a named driver policy, you're not covered. So what I'm saying is, find out. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, well, then you need to find out.
Absolutely.
Call your insurance agent and ask, am I the only one covered under this policy? Or if I give someone permission, are they going to be covered?
Yeah, in the past, I never thought about, you know, if I had a friend or whatever. Yeah, you go. You're going to go get
Well, we've always done that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's always been the law up until recently.
I didn't know that.
Is that the same with family members as well? Like, that live in your house? Like, my child.
They got to be on it, right?
Anybody.
Just making sure, just verifying.
If you live in a big house and you've got family members and kids, and you're the only named driver on that policy.
Then I'm the only.
If this is that kind of policy, you're the only one covered.
Okay.
You can't let your kids drive, your wife drive, your
make sure you're not the only one on that.
That's right.
This is why Monty always said, I hate insurance companies, not the people who work for them.
And I say this because people call me with these problems every day. And I have to tell them, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can
do for you.
And they don't understand that.
What he's telling you is helpful information. You might have to pay a little bit more for your insurance if you want to allow this to happen where other people drive
it.
But if you're going to do that, it's better in the long run, because if they get out and have an accident, you are in heap trouble.
And you can make sure that your wife and other family members, if you want them to be named on that policy, mm-hmm. well, then you need to say so, and you need to, and maybe you can have them put on there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if they're not named, mm-hmm. then you're in trouble.
The other thing you were going to talk about is something that I honestly have never heard of before, because sometimes I'm insurance illiterate, and I admit it. Gap, what's this?
Gap insurance.
Let's say
you go out and you buy a new car nowadays,
mm-hmm.
and a car, a new car.
30, 40, 50, 60.
If you're buying a new Suburban, $100,000.
Yes, right. On up. Go, go,
almost
go.
Buy a house.
Let's say you're buying a car and it's worth $40,000, yes. brand new right. car. Yeah. Well, the minute you drive that car off the lot, it goes down in value because all of a sudden it's a used vehicle.
That's right.
I get calls like this all the time. Uh-huh. People that are really upset.
Yes.
Because they just purchased a brand new car. Maybe they didn't put down a very much of a down payment, and maybe they owe a loan, the $40,000 on the car they just purchased. 2 weeks later, they're in an accident, not their fault, and their car is totaled. Well, most people get upset because they think, well, the insurance company is supposed to pay off my loan.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I say, no, that's not the law. The law is the insurance company has to pay you the fair market value of your vehicle, which is not, they don't care how much you owe on the vehicle.
Yeah. Right.
So someone can owe a few weeks, a month later after you purchase it, they could say the fair market value of your car now is $35,000.
Wow.
Right.
Because that's what the computers say. Yeah. It's all computerized because it's a used car.
It's a used car. It's a month
and, old. And so that's all they're going to pay you when they total your car out. And you say, but wait, I owe $40,000 to the bank. And they say, I don't care. So what they're going to do is they're going to pay the $35,000 off on the loan to the bank. And the bank is going to say, you still owe $5,000 to us on a car that you no longer own.
Right.
And that's
and you can imagine
oh my gosh.
Why people would be very upset
yes, I
about
can.
That.
Absolutely.
Screaming in my ear, upset. Because the accident wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
Right.
Why should I have to pay for this?
Right. Absolutely.
And I have to tell them that's the law. But what I do say
there's a solution.
You need to check with the loan company uh-huh. that loans you the money
right.
and ask if you have gap insurance.
Gap insurance.
Gap insurance does just that. It comes in this exact situation, and it will pay the gap between the fair market value and the amount that you owe on the loan.
So if it's $5,000, $10,000, whatever,
so
you'll pay
if
that.
if you've got gap insurance, uh-huh. whatever that gap is between fair market value and the loan, it's paid off and you owe nothing.
I understand that now.
Now, so there are situations where you're going to need gap insurance and you're going to want to make sure you've got it. And there are times when you may not.
Okay.
If you're trading in, if it's a $30,000 car, and because of your trade-in and down payment, you're only taking out a $15,000 note, well, uh-huh. you don't need gap.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes
because the value of the vehicle.
But if you're financing a new car and you're paying very little down uh-huh. or no down, you know, no trade-in or whatever,
you owe well, then huge amount.
Yeah. Well, yeah. then you need to make sure you've got gap insurance.
And who
it may cost $100, $200. I really don't know how much it costs, but it's worth it.
And you're making sure of that with the people you're getting the loan from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not your car insurance.
Okay.
People.
Right.
This is if you're financing it through Red River.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know,
right.
you're going to
uh-huh.
want to ask them, hey, I need gap insurance. And more than likely, they're going to ask you, do you want this?
Right. Because they're going to see.
And you're going to say, yes, I do. Because they don't want this happening to them. Because
right.
what happens is you're going to just not pay the loan, and then they're going to have to eat that $5,000.
Right.
Yeah. Most of the time.
Yeah.
So they're going to want you to have gap. And uh-huh. so if they offer it to you, say, yeah, I'll take that.
Okay. So take it. Do it.
Gap and insurance is good.
And
that's right.
Be sure and listen really closely when they're running off all that stuff. Da, 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 da. Make sure you hear about gapping. And if you don't hear it, bring it up. Because
right.
I didn't know this. I was not aware of this. These are great things. Monty, you're always full of information that we need to know.
Well, it's all has to do with auto because that's all I know.
Well, you know it pretty well.
People
I bet that's
me.
Not all you know.
If you ask me about anything else, I'll say, hey, I don't really
I was going to ask you about something in a minute, but you'll probably tell me, I don't know, go see somebody else.
If it's a family law question or a criminal law question, I probably don't know.
Oh, okay. Well
now we know.
Now I know not to ask him. But we know he knows about cars, and he knows about
that's
insurance.
Right.
He knows about that. 103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends, Monty Murray has been with us this morning talking about things that you don't know that you need to know about insurance, especially when it comes to car insurance and things like that. All right, we're going to play a little game, and this one's a little different. I'm kind of making it into a game.
Okay.
But, you know, you got Donald Trump running for president, obviously, for re-election. You got
Who?
Donald Trump. Donald J. Trump. Joseph Biden. And then did you hear Kanye West is talking like he's going to throw his name in the hat?
I think that's a media stunt, but hey.
That's beside the point.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to read you
some
statements. And don't look at the screen.
I can't. I don't have my glasses on.
And I'm going to read you some statements that these people have made. You've got to decide which one made it.
Okay. This is going to be fun.
And they're a little strange, okay?
Like all of them.
Okay. I feel like I'm too busy writing history to read it. Did Trump say that? Biden or Kanye West? I feel like I'm too busy writing history to read it.
Oh, gosh.
Which one do you think said that?
I'm going to go with Kanye.
Yeah. He goes with Kanye.
I was thinking Kanye just because it sounds so arrogant.
And the other two are not arrogant? Okay, you are correct,
okay.
By the way. It is Kanye.
All right.
All right, I've never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke.
Why did they say,
I've never seen a thin
person. And that's, you know, Diet Coke, you know, you can get, I used to work at the movie theater a long time ago, and people would get Diet Cokes and then get a large buttered popcorn and some candy.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of sad.
I'm
going
to say that's
Biden.
Biden.
Well, actually, it was Donald J. Trump.
Huh. Oh.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women are created by the, you know, the, you know, the thing.
Okay, well, that's going to be Biden.
You're correct. That's Joe Biden. To be blunt, people would vote for me. They just would. Why? Maybe because I'm so good looking.
That's got to be Kanye.
That's Kanye again.
Donald J. Trump.
Oh,
Trump.
My gosh. Oh.
His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And although she is, wait, your mom's still alive?
Okay, so we're going to go with Biden again just because it makes no sense.
It made no sense, and it is Biden. One of my biggest Achilles heels has been my ego. And if I could remove my ego, I think there's hope for everyone.
Trump.
West. Kanye.
Kanye.
Yep.
And the last one. The number one job facing the middle class happens to be a three-letter word. J-O-B-S?
Oh,
three-letter
gosh, Biden.
Trump.
Biden. Joseph Biden. That was funny. Okay.
That was actually pretty funny.
It was pretty funny. But those are actual quotes from these people.
And our elected.
They're running for president.
They're going to be ruling our country, maybe.
One of those three will be your president. Okay. Monty Murray, if somebody needs to get a hold of you, has a question, particularly about insurance and things like that, what do they need to do? How can they get a hold of you?
Just give me a call at 903-823-3000.
All right.
823-3000.
All right.
And don't hesitate to call me.
Right.
Just with a question. I love answering questions, and I spend most of my day just answering questions.
And you're not going to charge them to answer a question.
No, absolutely not.
That's what I'm saying.
No. And so call me, ask me the questions. If I can help you, I'll tell you. And if I can, I'll tell you I can. I'm sorry I can't help you.
Right.
And the consultation is free.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, I need, sometimes I think I need, I should be a radio show.
I think so, too.
Hi, I'm Monty. What's your question?
Yes. Monty, what's your question?
What's your question today?
But we'll have you in again soon, because I know there's other things that you know that you want to talk about that we don't know, and it's also helpful to everybody out there listening. So we thank you for coming in, and we thank you for what you do.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.